touchdown, Kansas City!
It's time for the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Live with play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus. It's brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers. Visit Ford at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus.
And good evening, everybody. One of our favorite locations. This is Bleacher's Bar and Grill. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Brought to you by your local Midwest Ford Dealers. You can check them out at MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford, drive one. We've got a great group of fans here tonight. I know yesterday wasn't what we had in mind, certainly not what I had in mind, but that will not deter the spirit of the Chiefs fans of the Chiefs Kingdom, and certainly not here tonight at Bleachers. So it is our homecoming show, a special homecoming show tonight. We have one former queen here tonight. Queen Brenda is here from the homecoming. And one sad note, last year's homecoming queen, actually, Snowstorm Sandy, her father passed away on Veterans Day. And passed away on 11-11-11 at actually 11 p.m. And so our prayers and thoughts go out to Sandy and her family as he will be laid to rest tomorrow. So, Sandy, we know you're listening, and she is just a great gal. And she's been a part of this show for years and a real conduit of the spirit of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chiefs Kingdom. So we're just going to give a cheer for Snowstorm Sandy and her father and her family. But we have got some special queen candidates here tonight, some of the best in the kingdom, and we'll talk about that as we've got some real fine ladies of the spirit of the Chiefs Kingdom. We'll even find some king candidates. Big Daddy Lake Rat was last year's king, actually. He's here tonight. He's always the bouncer of the show. And the Red Coaters are here tonight, represented. Woohoo! All right, the Red Hots are here tonight as well. The Big Chef is here tonight, the KC Chef. Is here tonight and dressed. The Metcalf Bank Geeks are here tonight with their Loge Suite. Susie Bling Bling and the Taj Mahal Tailgaters, the Savage, yeah, representing the Savannah Savages in the semifinals of Missouri football playoffs against Webb City. Also, Arrow Man is here tonight with his Patriot hat full of arrows. That's what we like to see. Auntie Savage is here tonight. Not Auntie Savage, but Auntie Savage is here tonight as well. Autograph Geek is here and a great group of folks. Again, we're expecting Kelly Gregg to show up here, the nose tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll be with us. And also Todd Haley will be here tonight to make an appearance and will be with us live. So a reminder that the Chiefs Kingdom Show is also brought to you by the great folks at Metcalf Bank, the home of Chiefs Checking. As we try to get on track now again for Monday night football against the New England Patriots. And we got them right where we want them. You got it. Because they have only won 20 of the last 21 games at home. I think it's time for Tom Brady and the Patriots to go down. That's right. And so if the Chiefs are going to – and by the way, we do have the Book of Sealed Signatures here. One of the great relics of the Chiefs' kingdom found in the ruins of Jerusalem. Signed by – the most ardent Chiefs fans, just like tonight, just like tonight. Your spirit will not be deterred as this will be open when the Chiefs win a postseason game, and it's going to be a glorious day, night, slash when that happens, believe you me. And going to New England this week to take on the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football, where they've won 20 of the last 21 games. And there's a lot of folks that are going to get on our plane who used to be with the Patriots. A lot of them. A lot of coaches. And, of course, our general manager, Scott Pioli, won 3 Super Bowl championships there. So there will be a lot of folks fired up for that Monday night football game. And when you go play the Patriots on Monday night, it'll be time to Put the hammer down, baby. When we come back, Chiefs nose tackle Kelly Gregg. After this, on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Gaither in tackle over tackle. Battle dives.
No, he didn't.
Now they fake it to it, and a touchdown. A great play. They fake me out as they fake it to Battle, who dives, and they go to McLean for the touchdown.
And that was the touchdown yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs. Great job of faking by Matt Castle. Great job by Battle to sell the fake and get the touchdown. We are back here at Bleachers, ladies and gentlemen. Back here at Bleachers in Lee's Summit. Close to a home game for the Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats. Last year's homecoming king, Big Daddy Lake Rat, also known as the Chiefs Kingdom Bouncer, here tonight. Also, the princess of the Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats is here. Didn't mention her. And also, little princess turning into young woman Lake Rat of the Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats. Here at Bleachers Bar and Grill, you can find the best fans, of course. We're located near Raintree Lake at the corner of 291 and 150 in the southeast part of the metro in Lee's Summit. It's locally owned and operated. Bleachers takes pride. Great homemade food. And from 5 to 8 tonight, you can get a half-pound homemade cheeseburger and beverage soda for $8.10. That sounds like something that we could feed our guests, ladies and gentlemen. Because please welcome. I was excited when we signed this guy. Basically, I was sick of playing against you. And but he is really one of the great gentlemen of the National Football League. Please welcome Chiefs nose tackle Kelly Gregg.
Thank you.
And I've waited for this moment to have you on with us. It's homecoming night, by the way, so we got some queen candidates here tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, plus Miss Haymarket is here this evening.
Okay.
So that's not every night that Miss Haymarket comes to the Chiefs Kingdom. But I got to ask you about yesterday. Disappointing, just kind of a rough one yesterday. As you look back at 24 hours later, your thoughts on that game?
It's rough. You know, it's there's really not much you can say. You know, just got to, you know, it's a tough game, and, you know, they made a few more plays than we did, but we'll get back on track.
Have you been in an NFL game where an opponent ran the ball 55 times?
I guess that's the most, yeah. But, you know, it's a rough one, but, they made more plays than we did.
Well, you played nose tackle, so you're right in the middle of this. And I think your play count had to be around 60 plays or something. It was crazy. I mean, is that as many plays as you played in a game?
Oh, yeah, it's getting up there. You know, that seems. You know, usually teams will trot out three wide receivers and we'll bring our nickel package in. But, yeah, you know, it's fun. You know, still enjoy playing.
Did you have a clicker? Do you have a clicker like clicking plays? Like, yeah, that's 49.
No, I can definitely feel that when I get home. And, you know, that's when it kicks in. I played a lot of snaps.
Well, Kelly, yesterday was interesting because not only did they run the ball, they ran a bunch of college-ish kind of plays. I mean, dive option,
yeah, it was,
and speed option and jet sweep option. And I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, it reminded me of playing back in college and, you know, when Nebraska used to run downhill and stuff like that. They ran a lot of those. Yeah, it was, you know, just, you know, we'll get them again. We'll see them again, and we're looking forward to it. And, you know, like, we're just one game out in our division, and, you know, I mean, we can definitely, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge and getting back on track.
Well, you got to understand, this guy has done it because he was part of some great winning teams with the Baltimore Ravens. And I did call you one of the most underrated players on that defense because I watched the tape of you. But you've been able to win in this league before. What was it like to play on those teams? What do you see happening here that could lead to the near future and distant future to be like the Ravens?
Oh, I mean, it's good. You know, definitely. I mean, foundation's here. But, you know, you can't ever get too high or too low. You know, it's never – you know, it's a long season. We still got games left, and you can't get too high or too low. When things are going good, you can't get too high. You got to stay the course and, you know, work it out.
This is an odd year, of course, with the lockout and all that, and you changing teams. So that wasn't easy. What about it's? And it seemed like about a month ago I saw you kind of getting into football shape.
Oh yeah. It's it was definitely a whirlwind. You know, it's. You miss the offseason, you know, you're definitely going to get thrown together. But, you know, we'd like to have them practices back. But, you know, we just got to deal with it.
Now, when you're a nose tackle in the National Football League playing in a 3-4 defense, you get double teamed all the time. Not some of the time, all the time. What is it like? Sometimes you get triple teamed.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want my kids to be play the nose guard. But, you know, it's fun. You know, it's just out there competing and, you know, it's – you know, I'll play wherever they put me.
You also have to know Kelly has a history of being one of the nation's best wrestlers back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, high school. I mean, yeah, that was in Oklahoma, wrestling's real big, and you either go play basketball or you go wrestling, and I'm definitely not vertically challenged. So
you didn't play basketball. No, I'm really shocked.
I know I got the frame, but yeah.
Because no. You kind of remind me of Blake Griffin. And you know,
no doubt. I'm ground bound. I can't get off the ground that high.
But how much of that wrestling experience helped you?
Oh, it's great. I mean, yeah, it's leverage. I mean, I said that was the most important thing, you know, about playing football was the wrestling and balance and hand placement. I mean, it definitely helped me out.
Now, you're taking on 600 pounds or more, usually, of human flesh. The key to that in playing the two-gap scheme and doing your job so that Derek and Javon and all those guys.
Yeah, those guys can make plays. That's the way we're set up. But, yeah, just, you know, stay on your feet, balance and leverage. I mean, I'm not the tallest guy. I think it helps me being short and squatty.
Now, you also have some ties to the Chiefs Kingdom. You went to Edmond North High School.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And at OU.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I was at, I can't remember where I was at. I was at a function. Your mom is from Ellenwood, Kansas.
Yeah, yeah. And my great band and all of them, yeah, around there. And I was born in Wichita, and I had family come up yesterday from Hayes. So, yeah, we're all over.
So how much of your salary have you had to pay in tickets?
Oh, yeah, it's been crazy this year. You know, it's just a short drive here from Oklahoma. Yeah, I'm good for about 10 a week. So, yeah, the phone rings on Wednesday.
And let me guess, Baltimore, you didn't have to worry about
that.
Oh,
no, it was great. I mean, yeah. But, no, I love it here. I mean, I'm a Midwest boy, and it's there's nothing. I got a little sick of the East Coast.
Well, it's awesome to have you here. When you had to make the decision to come to Kansas City, what went into that decision and why come here?
Oh, it was, you know, we definitely playing you guys in the playoffs last year and, you know, just the atmosphere and closer to Oklahoma. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm very thankful to the Chiefs and organization for bringing me in.
Well, we're glad you're here. I mean, was it a hard decision? Were you looking at some other places?
Oh, no, it was, yeah, we looked at some other places, but it was great. I mean, when they called, we were definitely excited, me and my wife. I mean, we were pumped and we're going to get it right back on track.
And your wife, I guess, was happy you got to come here. How much did she play in the decision?
Oh, yeah, she's been there with me the whole time. You know, when I started, and she helps me out quite a bit, and it just worked out great, you know. I mean, where else would your brother be? You know, it's up and rising team, and, you know, you definitely want to be a part of that.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now let's talk about the two young guys on each side of you. We're going to talk about Glenn. I know he got hurt yesterday. And those guys played a lot of snaps yesterday, too. But tell us about Tyson and Glenn and what you see in those guys.
Oh, the sky's the limit for those guys. You know, I was, you know, there in Baltimore, and we had a guy, Haloti, who came in as a young guy and blossomed, and now he's probably the top guy out there. And those guys are on track, too. I mean, they work every day. Usually when guys get drafted sort of high, you know, you don't know how they're going to work. But both those guys are workers, and they just get better each day.
Another guy to ask you about is Gerald Poe. Now, he's basically getting a redshirt season.
Yeah.
But you get to see him every day and work with him. Your thoughts on him?
Oh, the sky's the limit for him, too. I tell those guys all the time, I can't wait when I'm watching them on TV and making plays. I mean, he's a big guy, and he's going to be here. You know, he's got a bright future.
All right, New England, Monday Night Football. You played these guys a lot. I looked it up. You played them 5 times in the regular season. You're 1-4. but in 2009, you guys ambushed him in the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt. We went up there. It's a tough place to play, but – you know, it's just got to have some good things go for us. You know, get some breaks to go our way. And, you know, we're looking forward to it, getting us back on track. And where would you rather do it but on Monday night?
Absolutely. So, Kelly Gregg. And you know the way it works in the kingdom to play Tom Brady in Foxborough.
We'll take this up there. And
you take it right there just the right time, it's time to put the hammer down.
Yeah, smack it right in the face, yeah.
And by the way, the official Chiefs Kingdom Hammer brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware. You can get Craftsman Tools, perfect for your holiday gift idea. Again, they have Craftsman Tools now at Westlake Ace Hardware. And you can get the foam hammers there as well, as you can put your own hammer down. But I got to ask you, this is a challenge now, because we're going to talk to Coach in a little bit. But it kind of seems like we've been here before. After the rough start, everybody's thinking, oh, gloom and doom, it's all over, and all of a sudden, then a 4-game winning streak, and the season changed. Now you're back. You've played in this league a long time. You've won a bunch of games. You've won in the postseason. How do you handle this as a pro when you go back to work in the locker room, in the weight room, on the practice field?
I mean, it's, you know, we've got a lot of games to play, and we're only one game out. Or else, you know, sure, we'd like to be leading the division, but, I mean, we're one game out with games to play, and we're excited. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, it's not like we're, you know, we're mathematically eliminated. You know, they got to call us and tell us that, hey, you guys have no chance of making it. We're not buying it. We're ready to go, and we want to win the AFC West.
Absolutely. That's the kind of spirit we like to hear. You haven't talked to Todd about letting you run the ball, have you, Nola?
I don't know. It'd probably lose yards if I got in there.
Oh, no, you're going straight ahead, brother. You'd be like that cat running yesterday
for
Denver.
Yeah.
We're going to let you go. I know you want to sign here a little bit.
You bet.
But seriously, it is great to have you here.
Oh, well, I'm thankful. And I mean, it's, you know, I get goosebumps every time I go to Arrowhead, so it's a lot of fun.
I got to ask you one more question. The 77, you were 97 with the Ravens, right?
Yeah, new start, new fresh, you know, sort of both the, you know, slimmer numbers, you know. The nine has a round in it, so I look a little slimmer now.
You do look a little slimmer, so.
No,
anyway.
You know, yeah, just new start.
Welcome home.
Oh, well, thank you.
Again, Wichita, Kansas native. His mom's from Allenwood, Great Bend,
yeah,
the Kansas area. So Kelly Gregg, nose tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs. Kelly, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
On this homecoming night. You sign for a little bit, then we're going to get you on your way.
Thank you.
And a reminder, this is the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. As you can visit Ford, to your MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford, drive one. We'll be back with head coach Todd Haley of the Kansas City Chiefs after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Second down and 19. Bowler in the shotgun now. Takes the snap. Jackson tries to get after him. Now Bowler sacked back at the 30. Jackson got the initial pressure, and then Kelly Gregg and Andy Studebaker will split a sack.
Our guest tonight, Kelly Gregg, back at Bleachers in Lee's Summit. As we're bringing the whole family here tonight to Bleachers. Again, we're at Bleachers at the corner of 291 and 150 Highway near Raintree Lake in Lee's Summit. It's our homecoming show. We're going to have our queen candidates and king candidates later as our special homecoming show, part of the Chiefs Kingdom tradition. A reminder that Bleachers, locally owned and operated from 5 to 8 tonight. Still got time. You can get a half-pound homemade cheeseburger and beverage or soda for just $8.10. Take advantage of that for sure. Well, welcome now, ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Todd Haley.
Thank you, everyone.
And a reminder, our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers Ford Drive 1. Okay.
Mitch, before you start, I have one question.
Yes.
Why, when we're on winning streaks, is there a coned-off parking spot out front for me? And when we're coming off losses, you know, I'm like wedging the truck into a back alley spot behind the dumpster.
You know, Kelly got your coned off parking spot. So check with the 12-year veteran, the nose tackle, the former wrestler.
Oh, in that case, then I'm good because I would give it up to Kelly any day.
Now, we try to be here, rain or shine, we're going to keep right on fighting here. That's part of the Chiefs Kingdom spirit. But yesterday, man, not so much. That one hurt. And didn't see that coming at all or being like that. And you've had a day to chew on it now. And your thoughts after you watch the tape?
Well, I think it, you know, we didn't play good enough to win. Kelly had that spot on. But you know, what I think it's very important to understand is I think that just my impression of the feelings that I've gotten from everybody is that coming off a few big wins, that the expectations became that there were automatic wins of some sort coming up, you know, whether it was Miami or the Denver Broncos. But I think what is becoming more and more clear to me is that there aren't a lot of consistent teams right now. We're obviously not consistent. You know, we've played well enough to win four times, and we haven't played well enough to win five times. But as you look around the league, that's going on everywhere. And not that that makes it okay, but what it makes it is that it makes it clear to me that if we can become consistent and we don't let a disappointing loss, whether we should have won the game or not won the game, a disappointing loss drag us down in any way, shape, or form, because that will be a bad thing. But like Kelly said, we're one game out. When we play good football, I think we're capable of beating most everybody. And when we don't, we aren't capable of beating anybody. And I mean, that's just the way it is right now. So we have to play good football. Also understand I didn't say great. We just have to play good. And I do believe that that'll serve us well if we just do that.
Got to deal with the injuries, and it's our St. Luke's Injury Report. It's brought to you by St. Luke's Health System. There's only one health system that sets the highest standards for quality care at St. Luke's Health System, the region's quality leader. All right, two prominent injuries yesterday. First, I got to ask you about Matt Castle. You discussed it with the media this afternoon. Your thoughts on Matt?
Well, as I said, it's a severe injury, especially for a right-handed quarterback to have any kind of hand injury. And, he's going to have it surgically repaired. And, we'll just have to see how that goes to make any further decisions. But, it's disappointing, tough. You know, I know Matt's upset. But, again, we've learned that, you have to – you have to come out and you have to play good football regardless of the circumstance. And if you do that, we'll feel a lot different here down the stretch than we do right now.
Glenn Dorsey yesterday gets carted off the field. I'll get to this in a second, but played a lot of snaps. What about Glenn?
Again, we'll know more as the week goes on, but, it didn't end up being quite as severe as first thought, and I'm optimistic that Glenn will battle back and have a chance to go this week, but we'll have to see as we go.
All right, let's jump back a little bit on yesterday, and let's start, I guess, with the offense, because people see the 55 runs, and we'll get to that. But offensively, you had a chance. There were some chances you could have flipped that game and put some pressure on them, because that style of play that they're using, give them credit. But you jump ahead of that style of play, it makes it different for them psychologically. And when you saw the work offensively yesterday, what did you see from the Chiefs?
Well, again, once again, I think it's critical to not assume that that's a poor football team. They're much like us, that when they execute and play the way they have to play to win, they're a difficult they're going to be difficult for anybody to handle, and they've shown that here the last couple weeks. And when they don't, they can get beat by anybody. But offensively, we just, much like I said about the entire team, we have to develop some consistency. And, it's not the offensive line's fault. It's not the receiver's fault. It's not the running back's fault. It's not the quarterback's fault. It's the entire unit. Just has to operate at a more efficient level. We know we're very, very capable of it, but I think that's what will make this all the more rewarding.
Now, on tape, and I've seen it now two teams in a row, Miami and Denver yesterday. And yesterday, you mentioned to me that they had some exotic blitzes. They do some kind of different things. I don't want to say it's non-NFL-ish, but it's just kind of unique. But they'd send five men at you when I saw it on tape. Or I see some teams maybe delay blitz you a little bit where they'll send four and then a guy kind of waits and sees and then he goes. What about protection and handling blitzes as you go from New England on?
Well, I think, you have to protect the quarterback. But, again, that doesn't I think it's easy to just say, well, there were this number of sacks or there this pressure. That's the offensive line's fault. As you watch the tape, you understand that there's some fundamental things that at times we do, and it's not just one person, it's not just one position, it's one thing here, one thing there, and we've gone through stretches like this before, and as coaches, players in a number of different places, and that's part of becoming a good football team, becoming consistent and being fundamentally sound no matter who's in there or what's coming. Now, I'll say you got to give Denver credit. Like you said, they were bringing it. But, the way that we want to think is that's opportunity, and they were putting themselves at great risk a number of times throughout the game defensively, and we weren't able to take advantage of it. And, you know, that's what has to improve. But, you know, I do believe that we can do it, and we're going to do it. And it's just a matter of understanding how we have to play football to be successful right now with the team that we are. And I do think the guys understand that. And, you know, it's easier said than done, but we'll get it done.
One of the examples of the risk taken was one of the more remarkable catches I've ever seen, Jonathan Baldwin. It's the greatest catch that won't count probably in Chiefs history. But it, to your point of Denver taking some risks, you get one-on-one him against Dawkins, a safety, he's a 16-year guy, but he catches the ball around the Dawkins' back. I just wish it would have stood, because we're going to see that highlight all over the world for weeks. But what's it say about Baldwin? And again, there were some critical penalties yesterday.
Yeah, you know, penalties weren't, you know, overall I thought we were pretty good. But again, the penalties that did occur were critical penalties. And they're penalties that, you know, our team is not going to be able to overcome. Some teams can, we can't right now. And when we do some of those things that are preventable that end up being costly, you know, it's frustrating and disappointing. But at the same time, you know, you have to learn from it and you have to go forward. You know, this team isn't giving up, and I just hope that the people out there, you know, understand that there's a lot of games to be played, as Kelly said. And the important thing is that we make progress and we get better, and, you know, we can still have a real good time.
We just flip it over the other side, and then we're going to kind of move on to this week's game. Have you ever been in an NFL game where a team ran 55 times? It's like the old school, you know, Bears-Packers in the 30s or something.
You know, I don't know. I didn't go back and check. But, you know, I've been in games where the ball was run a bunch. But I don't know if that much. But, again, it doesn't matter. You know, what matters is that we didn't score enough points, you know, or stop them from scoring enough points for us to win. And, you know, that's the name of the game for us. And, you know, our team isn't about statistics and where we rank. It's about one thing: wins and losses. You know, right now we're 4-5. We're 0-1 in this quarter of the season, and it's just real important that we stay focused on where we are right now and what we have to do to be better, and do that going forward. And you know, good things will happen. And you know, I have great belief in these guys and our coaches, and that we'll get it done.
The look you saw from them today, because it's like we've been here before. I mean, it's kind of like no one's given the Chiefs a chance here in the next 7 weeks, particularly with the schedule that you've got. And honestly, if you look at it based on history, it'll be the toughest 5 weeks in franchise history. But these guys are unique. Are they not? This team is unique from the standpoint of they just kind of seem charging. I mean, I don't see any quit in these guys. I didn't see it yesterday.
Oh, you know, I think these guys have been at their best when their back is the hardest against the wall. And, you know, that's what we talked about today is, you know, I don't doubt our ability to respond and bounce back and play well in a big game, a game that we have to have. But what's important is that when we have positive things happen, that we then are able to handle prosperity equally as well, because right now it seems to be that adversity gets these guys to their best level of performance. But you know, that's again all part of a team growing and becoming a good team. And right now we're obviously not there yet, but I know we can be. I know it's important also to understand that we're not the only team that feels like this today. You know, you can just ask the Baltimore Ravens, who probably thought they had everything figured out, and the Buffalo Bills, who everybody thought were the world beaters. You know, there's a bunch of teams that feel like we do, and the important thing is how we respond, what we do to get better, and where we go from here. It's really not going to be – it'll be wasted energy, in my opinion, to really worry about the past, other than to learn from those mistakes and get better.
Now, I'm really working on my listening skills.
You are.
You know, intense. Because I feel good about it right now.
I can't even look at – I can't make eye contact with you right now.
because I'm listening to you say this, and it brings up an interesting point, because I haven't kept track of how many times the Chiefs have been favored, but it's you've played best in the games where you've been kind of the deep underdog. I mean, the Buffalo game favored a little bit, these last two favored. I mean, is there something to that? I mean, you've been in this league a long time of handling both things. I mean, Kelly's been around it too, and he was on teams that, I mean, they go to New England and win in the playoffs when they weren't expected to win. But handling both sides of this as a pro, what has to happen and what you've seen?
You know, we'll find out a lot here going forward. You know, because to right now, as I've said a bunch of times, it's like a horse race. And if you stop the race at the quarter point, the halfway point, even the three-quarter mile mark at times, and hedged your bets and said, I'll take this one, and this one, you know, you could end up giving away a lot of money a lot of the time. So, you know, our guys, they do. They respond to adversity. They don't handle being told no very well. I think case in point throughout our team, there's a bunch of guys that have had to deal with that a bunch throughout their life. And, you know, it's got them to where they are now. And I think it's what's going to make our team special. And you know, like I said, we'll find out a lot more here going forward. But I'm optimistic about what we're
going to
do.
We're going forward on the Kingdom. We're going to talk about the New England Patriots when we come back. This is a team that Todd Haley knows very well. As we'll come back with more from Todd Haley and the Chiefs Kingdom. Again, Kelly Gregg, our special guest tonight. Give it up for Kelly. Former wrestling star. The pride of Edmond, Oklahoma, and his lady on a homecoming night. We've got homecoming queen candidates here. We'll be back with more after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Four seconds, 3 seconds. Tebow takes the shotgun snap. That gets in the pocket. Pump fake. Now he's throwing long to the near side for Eric Decker. He's got it over the shoulder. 10-5 touchdown. Tebow puts it on the money. Burning Flowers and Rashard Langford.
Welcome back to Bleachers here at Lee's Summit on our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Visit your Ford dealer, your Midwest Ford Dealers.com Ford Drive. One again at Bleachers. We got a special tonight, a half-pound homemade cheeseburger and beverage or soda, $8.10 going on here at Bleachers at the corner of 291 and 150 Highway near Raintree Lake in Lee's Summit in the southeast part of the metro, not far from the Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats, who are here tonight in force. We just heard our Time Warner Cable Turning Point play of the game. This week against the Patriots, it's going to be one of our plays. But that 56-yarder we had to put in there because it was pretty key. And, man, Tebow threw that out route. And the way I described it was to Rosario. And I said on the air, actually, that's a wild pitch back to the screen. The runner scores from third.
Just a bit outside.
And then he puts that one on the money right in front of you. I'm thinking, wow, we're moving on. I'm going to get that one out of my system.
Yeah, you know, again, I think you got to give Denver credit. They played better than us. They made more plays than us. And that kid, you know, is a heck of a competitor. And, you know, I said, you know, as much – handling the option and running and pitching and handing off, not handing off, you know, that's a difficult task. And he did a great job protecting the football, which, you know, we could have used a stray handoff or fumble, you know, in a big, big way somewhere along the line. So, you know, we weren't able to create any big things for ourselves, and we gave up a big play.
Again, it's our homecoming night tonight. We've got several queen candidates here tonight. Actually, former Miss Haymarket is here this evening. She'll be one of our queen candidates, as well as Susie Bling Bling representing the Tailgaters and Queen Red Hot representing the Red Hots here tonight. So we might have to talk you into judging the homecoming queen contest and king contest. But moving on, mentioned Denver. They'll have a Thursday night game. They got a real short week because they're going to take on the Jets, who got a real, real short week. They had to play last night, but their opponent – was the New England Patriots. And watching them last night, it was kind of typical New England, Tom Brady. They're just resourceful. Seems like they'll try to find your weak spot and go right after it. Your thoughts of playing the New England Patriots?
Well, I think, you know, it'll be a great challenge. On Monday night at their place, you know, it'll be a big, big challenge. I think they've obviously proven to be a good team through the years and a great team a bunch of those years. But, you know, this is this year, and I'm very confident that if we can go out and play the way that we have to play to win, that we will and can and will beat New England. You know, if we do that.
We got a little taste of the Patriots. I mean, you were weaned on coaching in the mother's milk of the Jets. And those late 90s Jets teams I love because those were tough teams. And you won here at Arrowhead in a real tough game in the rain. But the Jets-Pats thing, just like last night, I mean, it reminded me of the AFC West and these, you know, war games that that the Chiefs have with their division opponents. But going to New England and playing there, the rivalry that you had with them when you were on the Jets staff, but what they've been able to do there and to win consistently, what about what they've been able to do there over, basically over a decade?
Yeah, I mean, they've been unbelievable. And, you know, one of the, you know, when we get to the end of time and they talk about dynasties, you know, I think they'll talk about the Green Bay Packers, you know, back in the 60s, early 70s. They'll talk about the Steelers. They'll talk about the San Francisco 49ers, and, you know, they'll talk about that team. And, you know, that's a testament to a lot of games won and a lot of big games won. You know, like I said, I think it's real important for us to understand, you know, as a team and even as fans that, you know, this is far from over. You know, I don't think you can anoint anybody just yet. You know, there's a lot of football to be played, and you know, if we can make good things happen, you know, this would be pretty exciting stuff.
One area where New England is just not real glitzy, and last night they were able to get pressure on Sanchez and force some turnovers, but they've been giving up a gob of yards now, and they are beat up on the back end of that defense. What about the ability to move the ball on these guys?
Well, you know, we'll have to score points. You know, there's no doubt about it. To win, you do have to score, and you know, and to score, we're going to have to execute and make plays. And like I've said a bunch of times, and I don't want to sound repetitive, but, you know, it's going to come down to our guys doing what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to do it. And then at that point, I think we're up for the challenge. You know, all of our players are up for the challenge of making good things happen. And, you know, we'll feel a lot different Tuesday morning or evening than we do Monday evening today. So
the Kingdom always starts it, though. You know how you feel coming
They're
out here.
They're unbelievable. I take my hat off to each and every one of you. It's,
I come in here really pouting, feeling sorry for myself. I leave going, let's go. We got a chance.
I know I came here on a you know, a bet that I made publicly on the air, but, you know, that's why I'm coming back because, you know, it's a hard day. I was telling my wife, you know, driving out here that she's like, how was today? And I'm like, you know, it's awful. It is awful to lose in the NFL and anything. But in the NFL, I mean, Mondays have following a loss for our team, for our players, our coaches, for the whole building is just, you know, it's like the worst place you'd want to be. But, you know, if it wasn't, then, you know, you'd be worried. But, yeah. You know, that means these guys care and that they're interested in making it go the other way. And we like that feeling a lot better than today.
When we come back, we're going to put the hammer down and we'll talk about Tyler Palko. We're at Bleachers again in Lee's Summit. We'll be back with the final portion of our show after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. We are back on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealer. Visit your Ford dealer at MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford Drive 1. Again, we're at Bleachers in Lee's Summit at the intersection of 291 and 150 Highway. Next week, we'll be on Tuesday night after the Monday Night Football win against New England. We will be at the Drum Room with Brandon Carr will be our guest. All right, real quick, we're about a minute and a half left to go on the show. Tyler Palko. Looks like he's going to have to start. Monday Night Football, Patriots. Hey, buddy, just go get him. What about Tyler Palko?
Hey, you know, I'm excited about Tyler's opportunity. You know, obviously it's not the way that we wanted it to go, but you know, this is the way that it is now. And I know this kid has worked extremely hard, prepared, and gotten better. You know, ever since he's been here, and you know, I know that, you know, he's going to go out and be ready to go and help our team win. So, you know, I think that'll be a great story.
It'll be Monday Night Football with Tyler Palko probably against the Patriots. We'll do this left-handed because Palko's left-handed. We've got to ride Palko to put the hammer down, baby.
Well, I love Kelly Gregg. He said hit him in the face with it.
Which is like, anyway, thanks, Todd, for coming out. Todd Haley, head coach of Kansas City Chiefs.
Appreciate it very much.
He'll still sign. We have our homecoming contest coming up here at Bleachers. So, again, next week we'll be at the Drum Room Hotel President downtown near Power and Light. Brandon Carr will be our guest. It'll be on Tuesday night for that. Thanks for coming out tonight to Bleachers on the Chiefs Kingdom. Join us next week here on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
You've been listening to Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Ford, drive one. Visit them at your Midwest Ford dealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. We'll be right back.